Hello. Today the church celebrates Saturday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 20, verses 27 to 40. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he is not God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive." Some of the scribes said in reply, "Teacher, you have answered well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Our Gospel passage today comes at a time when the Sadducees, Pharisees, and chief priests were at a point when they had had enough of Jesus and his message. They wanted to kill him, but he had the ear and the support of the people, so the leaders believed they couldn't kill him. The questions they began posing were an attempt to get him to blaspheme, giving them a reason to put him to death. They were trying to get him to mess things up for himself. They had an agenda hidden within their questioning. And we too often have an agenda when we go to Jesus. Usually it's something we want, something we want to change, or something about our life or our faith that we don't like. Sometimes, without meaning to, that agenda can go against Jesus' message or even the nature of God. In our prayer, we should ask God for help with things, for change, for answers, but that prayer needs to be offered with a genuinely open heart, mind, and soul, that our agenda may take a back seat or disappear completely, so that God's agenda may become our agenda.